If circumstances warrant, we ask our wives or friends to join us in morning meditation. But it is better to meet God alone than with one who might misunderstand. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Under these conditions, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance. For after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. God, I offer myself to Thee, to build with me and to do with me as Thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do Thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of Thy power, Thy love, and Thy way of life. May I do Thy will always. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here, we ask God for inspiration. We ask God for an intuitive thought. We ask God for a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we've tried this for a while. For we are now on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. We are in the world to play the role He assigns. Just to the extent that we do as we think He would have us, and humbly rely on Him, does He enable us to match calamity with serenity. We ask God to mold our ideals and help us to live up to them. Whatever our ideal turns out to be, we must be willing to grow toward it. We ask for willingness to make amends where we have done harm, provided that we do not bring about still more harm in doing so. In meditation, we ask God what we should do about each specific matter. The right answer will come if we want it. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, for by this time, sanity will have returned. We react sanely and normally, and we will find this has happened automatically. We see that our new attitude has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. It just comes. That is the miracle of it. The problem has been removed. It does not exist for us. We are in much less danger of excitement, danger of fear, danger of anger, worry, self-pity, or foolish decisions. We've become much more efficient. We do not tire so easily, for we are not burning up energy foolishly as we did when we were trying to arrange life to suit ourselves. We are neither cocky, nor are we afraid. That is our experience. That is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. We ask each morning in meditation that our Creator show us the way of patience, tolerance, kindliness, and love. We have begun to sense the flow of His Spirit into us. We have become God conscious. We have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. I was to test my thinking by the new God consciousness within. Common sense would thus become uncommon sense. I was to sit quietly when in doubt, asking only for direction and strength to meet my problems as He would have me. Never was I to pray for myself, except as my requests bore on my usefulness to others. Then only might I expect to receive, but that would be in great measure. When we sincerely took such a position, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer. Being all-powerful, He provided what we needed if we kept close to Him and performed His work well. Established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we could contribute to life. As we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered we could face life successfully, as we became conscious of His presence, we began to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We were reborn. We usually conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step is to be, that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. We ask especially for freedom from self-will, and are careful to make no request for ourselves only. We may ask for ourselves, however, if others will be helped. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. The The spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. Belief in the power of God, plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility to establish and maintain the new order of things are the essential requirements. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated. We pause when doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. We constantly remind ourselves we are no longer running the show. Humbly saying to ourselves many times each day, "Thy will be done." Every day is a day when we must carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. These are thoughts which must go with us constantly. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character which stands in the way of my usefulness to you and to my fellows. Grant me strength as I go out from here to do your bidding.